The US government's leading Ukraine expert on the National Security Council has given damning evidence at impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump. It's the first time someone who listened in on President Trump's phone conversation with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky has gone on record contradicting the White House's version of what was said during the call. Alexander Vindman testified that, yes, Mr. Trump did pressure Ukraine to open a corruption investigation into the son of Donald Trump's political opponent, Joe Biden. He's characterised it as a partisan play by the president that could have undermined US national security. Nick Grimm has more.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman arrived for the behind-closed-doors testimony at the US House of Representatives, flanked by an escort of three uniformed police officers. The Director of European Affairs on the National Security Council was himself wearing his army dress uniform, with a colourful mosaic of insignia and decorations, including the Combat Infantry Badge and the Purple Heart Medal for wounds received from an improvised explosive device in Iraq. But that didn't stop conservative commentators on the Fox News network immediately questioning his allegiance to the United States, on the strength of a suggestion that Ukraine once asked for his advice.
Here we have a U.S. national security official who is advising Ukraine while working inside the White House, apparently against the president's interest, and usually they spoke in English. Isn't that kind of an interesting angle on this story?
And in response to Fox News host Laura Ingraham's question, a former Deputy Attorney General John Wu responded thus.
I find that astounding, and you know, some people might call that espionage.
Others have been quick to focus attention on the fact Alexander Vindman was born in the former Soviet Union in what's now Ukrainian territory. His family escaped to the United States when he was a three-year-old, and he's risen to hold one of the highest and most trusted positions in his adopted homeland. But his appearance at impeachment proceedings against his commander-in-chief is devastating for the White House, corroborating evidence from the unidentified whistleblower that sparked the proceedings. This is part of his sworn testimony.
I was concerned by the call. I did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a US citizen, and I was worried about the implications for the US government's support of Ukraine.
It's been claimed Donald Trump urged the Ukrainian president to launch an unfounded corruption investigation into the dealings of a company called Burisma, which employed the son of a Democratic presidential frontrunner, Joe Biden. Alexander Vindman was listening to the call from inside the White House Situation Room, and such were his concerns, he immediately raised them with the National Security Council's chief lawyer.
I realised that if Ukraine pursued an investigation into the Bidens and Burisma, it would likely be interpreted as a partisan play, which would undoubtedly result in Ukraine losing the bipartisan support it has thus far maintained. This would all undermine US national security.
But condemnation was swift from the US president, who used Twitter to dismiss the decorated army veteran as a never-Trumper, suggesting his evidence was itself politically motivated. But the testimony undermines the president's assertions this week that the transcript of the conversation released by the White House proves it never happened.
It was nothing. They tried to take that conversation and make it into a big scandal. The problem was, we had it transcribed. It was an exact transcription of the conversation.
But with House Democrats pushing for public hearings to be commenced, the impeachment proceedings still have a long way to go. Gurana Gergic is from the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.
This is basically the first person who was directly involved in that call by hearing what was going on at the time and who reported his concern with President Trump's request for the Ukraine to open investigations into the Biden family.
How damaging is that evidence?
Well, it's pretty damning because so far what we've heard were the testimonies from people who were actually hearing it from somewhere else, those that haven't necessarily been on the call, as something that Democrats are treating with utmost seriousness and obviously something that is adding to the push to actually formalize the impeachment inquiry, which is now announced to happen on Thursday with the vote in the House of Representatives.
Gurana Gergic from the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. Nick Grimm with that report.